One of my grandmother's earliest memories of boundaries was when she was growing up in a small town in New Jersey. It happened right when her grandmother died. My grandmother's uncle had married a woman with a Polish background, whereas his family was Irish. After my grandmother's grandmother died, something changed. She was 6 years old when it happened.
After my grandmother died, he and his wife changed their daughters from the Irish elementary school to the Polish elementary school. And my mother and her sister became very, very upset. And I couldn't understand why, because both schools were Catholic schools, and I didn't understand why that should make a difference, whether they were Irish or Polish. It didn't matter to me as a kid. I found it very confusing. But they obviously attached importance to this, and I didn't understand this idea. It took me a long time before I realized what that was all about, that there were boundaries between these two groups of people in this small town where I grew up.
I asked my grandmother why she thought that her family did not like what was happening. She had some very interesting views on the subject.
Partially, I think it developed from the fact that the Irish got there first. And when the Polish people came in, there was a kind of animosity toward them.
Although she may know about it now, it took my grandmother a long time to figure out why her family had views like this about the Polish. In fact, it was not until high school. It was then when she got to meet new people.
At our high school, it drew in people from different groups, different towns. And some of the friends that I became acquainted with were Polish. And some of them were graduates of this Polish elementary school. So that, to me, they were just friends. But it began to understand that there were differences in this older generation that my friends and I never made, but obviously they were boundaries that made distinctions.
So when you made these new friends at your high school, did your mother ever say anything about them being from different cultures?
I don't think she ever met them personally. It never came up. I certainly didn't bring it up. She probably wouldn't, because it didn't really relate to her family in a very serious way. Plus, she had gotten older, too, over the years.
My grandmother did not come into contact with any kind of cultural or racial boundaries again until she went to college. The town she grew up in was mostly white, and she did not really get to know any black people until she met her friend Joan in college. Joan was from Jamaica. My grandmother ran into her in the science building a lot. This was during the 50s, and a lot of racial discrimination was being talked about. It was around this time that my grandmother discovered another boundary.
And one day I happened to look at Joan and realized that if she walked into a restaurant, they probably would not serve her. And it just seemed so terribly unfair to me that I had known her for a couple of years, and the question of what race she was just never came up to me. But that if she went in certain places, she would be discriminated against purely on the fact of the color of her skin. So that was another boundary that was very powerful for me when I hit it personally. I was not discriminated, but I had never thought of a boundary between me and this friend until one day I looked at her and it kind of clicked that she would be viewed very differently by a lot of other people.
At one point during her life, my grandmother worked as a teacher. Sometimes there will be discussions at the lunch table where race would come up.
there were discussions by this one teacher in particular in regard to mixed marriages, and she thought that they were terrible, even though one of her closest colleagues, who was a black woman, was in a mixed marriage situation. And she said, oh, well, she's different. But her general approach was that this was a very bad situation.
My grandmother put up with the teacher for a long time, but at one point, she just could not stand it any longer.
I remember hearing this several times, and finally it got to me where I told her that I disagreed with her, that I felt that what was really wrong with intermarriage was the fact that when two people are committed to one another and want to be together, that society should support them. And she didn't speak to me for months. So obviously, that was a boundary that we were on opposite sides of.
After learning a lot more about boundaries that came up later in my grandmother's life, I was curious about what she thought about the town she grew up in now after learning so much since she lived there. She talked more about the reasons the town could have been like it was.
And I learned, since as I've gotten older, that this kind of thing happens in towns, in small communities, that I've heard of other towns where the Polish were the first settlers, and they resented Irish coming in. So it's kind of a territorial kind of boundary that they set for themselves, and maybe they don't like other people coming in, thinking they might take jobs or have some kind of political power that they were used to having. A fear, I guess, creates another boundary there. But it's in the background of this cultural kind of situation. And I think that kind of thing is still going on today in many areas.
I was curious about what my grandmother said about fear having a large impact on things. She mentioned how fear can be a boundary in itself. We talked about what different boundaries can be affected by fear. I found one specific boundary that she mentioned very interesting.
Even boundaries that we set for ourselves, we're afraid to try something, but yet when you do, and you're successful with it particularly, you lose that fear. And even if you're not really successful, you don't have the same fear because you know you're not going to be hurt by it, for instance.